my name is David Reske, CEO of NowSpeed Marketing, and welcome to this edition of Marketing in the Now, where we focus on uncovering the myths and misunderstandings of marketing and leadership with some of the world's most interesting people. And my guest today is Nicole Donnelly, CEO and founder of DMG Digital, a digital marketing agency focused on helping manufacturers be successful with content marketing and a host of other marketing-related things, I'm sure. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me, David.
Sure. So I really appreciated our earlier conversation. And you've got a lot of experience around content marketing, a host of other things. And as you know, I like to start the show with talking about a Mythbuster question. And the topic that we talked about is around content marketing and viral content. So the myth I'd love you to address is that the goal of content marketing is to create an amazing piece of content, one amazing piece of content that will go viral and change your world. Is that true or not true?
Oh my goodness. Let's bust this myth, David. This couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, when you think about, I like to think of content marketing like relationships. Whenever you are in a relationship with anyone, whether it's your friend or your spouse or your children, if you think about what you do to cultivate that relationship, it's never a one and done situation where you're just going to, you know, we're going to go to Disney World for a week and that's it. I'm not going to see you for the rest of the year. And even though you're my child and, you know, we're just going to go to Disney World. That's it. We're not going to have any other interaction whatsoever. And if you think about it, if you compare content marketing to that, it's very much like building a relationship. And that relationship takes an investment of time, consistency, again and again, showing up in those small ways, like you do for the people in your life that you love, that you want to have a relationship with. So rather than thinking about content marketing as this big, huge, one-time thing that you're going to do and put out there in the world, and all of a sudden your business is going to be transformed and all the leads are going to come in the door, it really is a way for you to start to cultivate and build relationships at scale with the people that you care about, your customers, your prospects, the people that you want to help. And that's what we do every day for our clients. And I think a lot of times we work with manufacturers and they have kind of this misconception that, okay, we're going to put up a blog, we're going to put up a couple blog posts and that's it. But it really is much, it's a commitment. It takes time, it takes consistency, and it takes effort. And it's those small things that you do that really make the difference in marketing.
Yeah. And I love that analogy of the relationship. That's so powerful. You know, so yeah. And that sense of like showing up every day, just like as a parent or when you're in a relationship, you got to show up, you got to provide consistent content. But is there a role for that trip to Disney World in terms of content? Do you really need to kind of be the, you know, the parent, the dad, the mom that kind of says, hey, we're going to do this amazing thing while I'm showing up for you every day, you know, consistently? Or should you just really be consistent? And is that enough? And you know where I'm going with this in a content sense.
That is a great question. I would say, you know, man, that's a zinger, David. I love it. Yeah, I would say it's great to have some, you know, really good, strong, solid pieces of content. Like, for example, if you like this podcast, for example, is a great example of that. So what we do in our business is we have what's called the content waterfall approach, where you're creating one really big, nice, juicy piece of content. And that would be your podcast episode. And from that really nice, big piece of content, you can then repurpose it into smaller little pieces of content. For example, you can take a video snippet of this podcast and you can promote it on your social media platforms that your audience shows up at and that you want to put in front of them. So I would say that variety is really important with your content. You do really want to have those kind of big blockbuster pieces of content, but then you also want to make sure that you're breaking it down and distributing it in smaller pieces and packages through email, through social media, you know, through co-marketing efforts with partners that you're working with, that kind of a thing. So it's kind of like a combination of both, I'd say. And there's really a ton of value that you can get from this repurposing concept, because I think a lot of times people get caught up in like, we've got to create the content. But really today, what's even more important is having a really solid distribution strategy in terms of, okay, we've created this content. Now, what do we do with it? How are we going to distribute it? And not being afraid to share the same idea or the same message again and again and again, because people need to hear it multiple times. They need to see it in front of you many times before it's going to kick in. And As you know, I think what is it like 95% of the people that are in your target market aren't even in a position to buy. And so you want to be ready for them when they are. And the way to do that is to prime them by continuing to show up, share those messages that they care about, answer those questions that they care about in a way that, helps them. And so that when the time comes when they are ready to buy, they will think of you because you've been showing up for them in that way. So
You're
that's what
top
I.
of mind. I want to dig deeper into this waterfall concept that you talked about, because it strikes me that that can make it dramatically easier to create a lot of content and the derivative content. So you're, you know,
Yes.
tell me how that works. Do you create like one big idea a year, a month, a week, and then create content based on that, you know, repurpose it? Tell me how you think about the strategy for the waterfall concept.
Oh, such a great question. So we work with a lot of manufacturers, and what we found is that they have these amazing subject matter experts within their organization that have been working there for sometimes decades and have a ton of expertise. And most companies have these folks that just have deep knowledge. And a lot of the times they are just so focused on delivering and back, behind the scenes that they are really a fantastic source of content to scale them and their knowledge in a way that gets that information out in front of more people. So what we like to do is these folks are usually busy. These subject matter experts are usually very busy people. And so what we try to do is coordinate once a month, once a quarter, depending on the client, where we'll have a core set of topics that we have established based on our content research and strategy and the research that we've done with their target customers to understand, first of all, what are the biggest questions that they have? What are their biggest pain points? What are the biggest challenges they're having about that particular problem that you solve for them? And then once you can identify and come up with a nice content strategy of those questions, really planning it out so that every month your subject matter experts are just committing to a half hour, maybe an hour, to just be on an interview like this. And we come in and we interview them, record the interview. And from that 1 hour, we can get a month, 2 months, sometimes 3 months worth of content from that 1 hour, because what we're doing is we're recording it as video and then we have the full transcript. So now what you can do is you can create solid, at least 1 to 2 blog posts, maybe a pillar page, which is a much longer piece of content that you can put on your website. And then from that blog post, you can then take out little sections of the blog that become captions for social media posts that you can spread out across social channels. And then also through your email, it's a great way for you to, email is such a great channel for staying in front of your customers. So that interview, now you can repurpose and send it out the video clips through email. You can, host, YouTube is a great way to host this content. And so we like to say from that 1 hour that your subject matter expert commits, you get at least a month's worth of content that's just going to be continually being sent out to your customers.
That's really powerful. You're creating a dozen, it sounds like at least a dozen pieces of content
Yes.
from that subject matter expert. And that really works well. So your expertise and your background is really in manufacturing, and maybe you've had worked with other industries. Do you think that this concept would work in other industries as well? Or is it kind of more specific to what you're doing?
Absolutely. This works across industries. I mean, any company has deep expertise in whatever, vertical that they're in, whatever their area of expertise is. And so it's just a matter of identifying those folks within your organization who really have a lot of expertise that you can bring forward and just ask them questions in a really nice, informal way about some of the most common questions that they answer for customers. It's a way to scale them and get that information out into more people rather than just having those one-to-one conversations. We like to say with our manufacturing clients who are very sales-driven organizations typically, that this is sales at scale rather than having to, answer the same questions over and over again when someone calls. If you can scale it, record it, have it ready and available on your website, now your sales team has. Can proactively share that content with their customers and say, hey, you've got this question, here's the answer. Or you have a marketing campaign, for example, that proactively sends them the answers to these questions before they even ask. That's going to really build trust with them before they're even ready to pick up the phone. So it's just a really great way to scale your sales team for those sales-driven organizations and creates a lot of efficiencies that way because now your sales teams aren't having to answer the same questions over and over again. And they can focus on some more of those more complex relationship building activities that salespeople are so critical for.
Yeah, I think that that's a, such a powerful concept, sales at scale. Tell me about the, we're going to dive deeper into this and then we'll take a little bit of a step back and think about strategy. But if we go a little deeper, what are the skills that you bring to the table or that a client needs to have in order to execute the strategy? It feels like it sounds very simple, right? When you say, hey, we're going to take one big idea and record it and then distribute it out. But you've got a lot of skills going on here. A lot of expertise in a lot of areas. And just talk to me about how you think about those skill sets that your agency or clients need to have, you know, in or to execute this kind of strategy.
Such a great question. I'd say the first skill is really being curious, really being curious and understanding the customers and actually taking the time to talk to them and asking the right questions. So before you even start with interviewing anyone on your team, it's so critical that you have someone who can actually reach out to customers and really understand what are their pain points, what is a day like for them, what are the challenges that they're having, what are the top questions they're asking, what words come to mind when they think about your company, right? Like, what is the experience that they've been having with your organization? Like, someone who can actually ask those questions and have a very curious disposition to want to understand and know, you know, I think is a really important skill in order to do this well, because the more curious you are, the better questions that you ask, the better answers that you're going to get. So that's on the strategy side before you even have the interviews, because you've got to come up with a solid kind of list of topics and it has to resonate with your audience. It has, you know, in order for it to really have an impact, is it doesn't make sense to just create content to create content. Your content needs to have a purpose. And what better purpose than making sure that it really speaks to those needs and problems that your customers are having? So you got to do that work first. That's a really important step. And I think the other skill is just being able to be a good interviewer. You know, really being able to know and ask those questions and create rapport with those people really quickly so they feel comfortable being able to answer some of these questions and draw it out from them. I think another skill as part of that interviewing process is a lot of these subject matter experts are very technical. And sometimes it's really important to have someone as an interviewer who may not have that deep level of expertise so that they can see it from the beginner's mindset, maybe from an outsider's perspective, and help them break down some of those really technical topics in more layman's terms for someone who might be like a buyer who's new trying to understand it can understand. And so that's what I think, you know, an agency like ours or, you know, a partner who can bring to the table is the ability to look at it from that perspective and get curious and ask those questions. But then also there's a lot of operations that goes into to this process. And I think a lot of times when people think about marketing, they think it's all creative, which it is, and it absolutely needs to be. But there's a huge operational part to really delivering a great marketing campaign because, as we've talked about, it's about consistency. And so you need to have like a plan in place and time and how are you going to break out this content? When is it going to get published and where is it going to get published? And those all of those little nitty-gritty details are so critical to making sure it really makes the impact that you want it to. So I would say those are the kind of like the main things. And having that project manager who can make sure that it gets done. A lot of times these subject matter experts are so busy and it's hard to reach them. And so being creative in terms of like, how can you meet them where they are? Do they have an existing meeting, for example, that they're already attending that you can just tag on to the end and do an interview at the end, for example? So try to get creative about how you can make the most use of the time of those subject matter experts who are generally very, very busy.
Yeah, I love that. So being curious, good interviewing skills, and then having a good project manager who can put it together. And then, you know, talk about skills on the derivative content side, because that's also important, right? I imagine you've got people who are then writers and social media experts, and people can send email and understand email tools and technologies and can put it on the website and do graphics. So talk to me about the rest of the
Oh
skills to kind of create this. You know, what
yeah,
kind of people, yeah, what kind of people do you have to execute this kind of campaign?
yeah, such a great question. So this definitely involves having an experienced content writer who has deep experience writing, but also knows how to prompt AI. We know AI is becoming a really big and important thing that we're all using. And so what we've seen is that having a really solid content writer who knows and can ask the right prompts and can really, really create like a custom, we call a custom GPT for the customer, for example, that can speak in their tone and voice and have that writer really work to serve as an editor to help pull out the right pieces and leverage AI in the right way is a really strong skill that's going to be very, very important going forward. And that, you know, is important in this process to help create some efficiency, but really be able to create great content. So that would be one. And then on the video editing side, that's another huge skill. So you need a video editor who can actually take out this long form video, like this podcast that we're doing now, and can create really nice video clips that have really solid branding, you know, transitions, animations, you know, all of those things to really make it come to life when you're creating those smaller videos. So there's different kinds of videos. There's short form video, long form video, right? And there's both of them serve very different purposes and are set up and structured in very different ways. And you need a video expert who knows what you need to do to create short form video versus a long form video and what's going to be the best type of content to put in each of those formats. And then on the social media side, that's another, I mean, every single social media platform has its own nuances in terms of even the formatting of how video format needs to be for that platform and what, you know, what are the required restrictions on the word count, for example, and, you know, hashtag strategy and all of those things. And every social media platform has a different nuances, and you need someone who has expertise in those platforms to really make sure that it drives it home. And then also just on the analytics side of it, it's so important to make sure that you're looking at this and you have a performance marketer who can actually review how this is performing on your social media platforms, on your email marketing platform, and actually look at the actual performance of it and strategically be able to make recommendations for the next round of content that you deliver based on what you've learned from that initial, and then you need a project manager, like I've mentioned, who can make sure it all happens. So there's a lot of different parts and pieces that go into this, and a lot of expertise.
Yeah, it strikes me that it takes really a very experienced team to really put all that together. You know, so one of the funny things I sometimes think about marketing is that it all seems very easy to the outsider. So, oh, I can record a video, I can send an email, I can, you know, put up a web page with this free tool out there. You know, I could post on social. I've done it before. But to make it all work together so it looks professional and solid and fulfills a strategy that accomplishes an objective takes a lot of thought, planning, experience, and expertise of professionals, you know, and that's what you do. That's what we do for a living, right? So that, you know, putting all that together. But it sometimes, do you ever encounter clients who say, you know, this seems so easy. What? Why are you charging me for this? Like, what?
We do. Yeah. And then once they get into it, they realize what's involved. You know, I think what I've noticed a lot lately, you probably have too, is that a lot of our clients are really looking for that strategic support now more than ever before. They're really looking for someone to guide them on the strategy side because it's just, there's such a lack of understanding of marketing. I'm starting to see more appreciation, I think, coming from people about what marketing can bring and that they really need that support and help. I'm hoping that that continues. But yeah, I mean, there's always those folks that, you know, that kind of balk and say, well, we can just do this. It's not that difficult, you
Yeah.
know.
So, you know, coming back to that idea, that viral piece of content, you know, that's what clients think of as the magic. But is the magic really the strategy that you just outlined? Is that the magic that allows you to kind of create those thought leadership pieces quickly, easily, efficiently, and then create all this different derivative content? Is that, you know, does it feel like magic when it all comes together?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. Yeah, there's so much important work that needs to happen at the front end. That strategic work that you do initially and then ongoing, continuing to just stay close to your customers and taking that ongoing feedback that you're hearing from them, making sure that, you know, you are asking that, you know, sending them an NPS score for you to get feedback, for example, on how you're doing as a company, and really checking in with your customers regularly by surveying them and asking them specific questions is so important to making sure that the content is resonating and your strategy is working. So you really do need to do that deep work at the beginning and have a clear idea of who specifically that you're targeting, right? Because you can't be everything to everyone. You're going to have to choose if you really want to do it well. And that means that often means you have to say no to specific people because you want to really go after a specific market. And that in order to do that, if you don't want to be vanilla, you got to really resonate with the people who are your people that care about what it is you offer. So that means you've got to niche down, first of all, know who your audience is and make those hard choices. And then set very clear objectives about, what is it that we want to accomplish? What are our key performance indicators for this campaign, for this content that we're creating? And how are we going to measure whether or not it's actually working? You got to establish that up front so that on the back end, you'll be able to measure against those KPIs.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about those KPIs. So, what in your experience are the most important KPIs your customers, I guess, think about and maybe should think about? So maybe that, the ones they're always going to think about is how many customers did I get out of this, right? But in your experience, what are the KPIs that they should be most interested in?
Yeah, great question. I would say like it depends on where they're at in the life cycle of marketing, to be honest. So if they're new to marketing and they're new to creating content for the very first time, which a lot of our clients are, I think the first things we're looking at is, okay, how is our traffic increasing from this content? Are you getting more traffic to your website? Are you getting more time on page? Are people spending more time on the pages on your website? Like these are kind of like early indicators of, okay, what we're doing here is working. We're getting more traffic to the site. People are staying on the site longer. And, oh my goodness, I lost my train of thought. That's the worst. Good thing you can edit this.
No, I think those are two important things. And I think that, and it's complicated because the, just because you're getting more traffic, it could be that you're losing traffic in areas that weren't important in the past, and you're getting
Yes.
better traffic than the way that you're doing. So I find that, some of those metrics like overall keyword visibility or overall traffic, you have to go deeper and you got to really say, is our content working for our target audience? And sometimes it's not just traffic. It's then it might be social media engagement. It might be email, it might be email engagement, right? Are you getting the opens, the clicks? So
Yes.
in an integrated campaign like this, it's often not that one magic metric. And sometimes it's hard for, I think, clients to understand that, to see kind of the big picture of all these things kind of working together. But it's true that it takes, in your strategy, it means you're making all these things work together in a way that they weren't before, right? You're kind of, it's that integration that's the power.
Yeah, you make such a great point about engagement. That is such a key metric that companies need to be thinking about. A lot of our manufacturers are like, well, I need more leads. I need more leads. Well, before you get leads, you got to make sure you're engaging with your audience. Do they care about what you have to say? Do they want to hear from you? Like the more that you can engage with them and measure that those engagement metrics on your social media platforms, your open, your click rate, and your email is a great indicator of that. Obviously time on page on your website, engagement rate across your social channels is a huge indicator. And it's also great because ultimately, I think our customers need to understand that content is not, like you said, it's not like after month two, you're going to just see this massive change or shift. It is something that takes time to build over time. And it's a long-term strategy. And if you want to build for long-term success, you've got to make those investments up front and kind of know that if you consistently keep doing it, eventually you're going to see that impact and the rewards. And you can, one metric that you can really clearly help to see that is how are your branded searches going up? Are people searching for your brand more in Google and you're seeing those searches go up over time is one really great indicator to see like, hey, what we're doing is working because people are having more brand recognition for our company is another one. But yeah, I mean, I think I try to get my clients to look beyond the like, how many leads are we getting, especially when we're just starting out, to talk more to your point about like, how are people engaging with this content and what are some of those early signs that what we're doing is working?
Because you're supporting engagement all through the buying cycle. And as you pointed out earlier, maybe only 5% of the people in your target audience are even in the mode of buying anyway. 95% are early, mid, you know, buyer's journey, and you're engaging them all the way through. So to judge you on just did the last 5% convert is not what it's really, it's all about. So it's a broader strategy, and that's what you're really talking about. We just have a couple of minutes left, and I just wanted to dig a little deeper in one thing you talked about, which is AI, which is on everybody's mind. And you've talked about it as a tool for your writers and content creators to be more efficient. Can you just talk about, you know, how that, how it's helping you today? Because a lot of people think about, you know, is it going to replace all marketing jobs? Is it going to make, you know, whole white collar segments of the population irrelevant? How are you using it today to make your team more effective?
We see AI as a really great research buddy. So it's a really great way for you to learn more about a topic. So for our content writers who are working on content and they want to understand more about a specific topic, it's a great way for them to just very quickly get information without having to scour through, you know, pages and pages of Google search results to find out, right? So it's a great way for you to do research. You know, AI is basically pulling all the information that's out there on the web and repurposing it. So AI is never going to be able to replace this conversation that we're having. This is a completely new piece of content that's fresh that could not be replicated by an AI, you know, service. So we see AI really as kind of like an admin support to the content process for doing research. You still need to do these, like, these types of big, long-form waterfall pieces of content like this podcast and let AI kind of like repurpose that content for you in a much easier way. So our content writers will use it to take transcripts, for example, and turn them into blog articles, turn them into social media posts. So it's kind of a great tool to help repurpose existing content like this podcast, for example, and using it for that purpose and as an editor. And so we've seen like really great results. The great thing that's happening with AI is the more that you train it on the specific voice tone of the client and feed it specific information about your business, the better job it's going to do with giving you good content. But it always requires someone who has really great understanding of the overall goals and objectives and someone to guide that process. So you still need someone running the ship so that you can get the right information out of that tool. That makes sense.
Yeah. Amazing. I think that you've made some amazing points and it's been a great conversation. Thank you again for taking the time to be here and share some expertise and your knowledge about content marketing. If people want to get in touch with you and learn more about your firm and how you can help them, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Nicole Donnelly DMG. So it's Nicole-Donnelly-DMG is my LinkedIn hashtag. I'm on there quite a bit. Or you can come to our website, dmgdigital.io, and connect with us there.
Great. Well, Nicole, thanks for joining today. It's been an amazing conversation.
Thanks, David. So fun. I loved it.